Gambino grandson, sentenced for running 420K COVID fraud through crypto. A federal court sentenced the grandson of Gambino crime boss, John Gotti, for wire fraud tied to stolen COVID-19 relief funds, with roughly $420,000 of the proceeds routed through cryptocurrency per Decrypt reporting from April 21, 2026. The defendant had pleaded guilty to wire fraud earlier in the case. Bitcoin traded at $76,674, and the broader market sat at a neutral fear and greed reading of 57 as the news hit, so the story did not move prices. It moves the KYC debate instead. What prosecutors pieced together court filings describe a small but tidy fraud operation built around shell businesses, forged payroll records, and loan applications submitted for employees who did not exist. The government alleged the defendant moved most of the 420K proceeds into crypto accounts, primarily Bitcoin and a mix of stablecoins, to put distance between the money and the original fraudulent Small Business Administration deposits. That obfuscation step was charged as money laundering on top of the underlying wire fraud count. The Gotti family name, carried since John Gotti Sr. ran the Gambino family in the 1980s and 1990s, lifted the case well above the normal PPP fraud docket. The Southern District of New York has processed hundreds of COVID relief fraud cases since 2021. This one got ink because the surname makes it into headlines without any further explanation. How the CARES Act pipeline ran the Paycheck Protection Program and Economic Injury Disaster Loan facilities, both rolled out under the 2020 CARES Act, were designed to move money fast. That speed was their point and also their weak link. Fraud rings adopted a repeatable playbook. Register shell LLCs, file fake payroll paperwork, receive funds via direct deposit, then move cash to crypto exchanges before laundering on-chain. Chainalysis estimated in 2023 that at least $4.5 billion in PPP and unemployment insurance fraud touched cryptocurrency at some stage. Many cases involved amounts smaller than $500K per defendant, which matches the Gotti-linked figure. The pattern is now so consistent that federal investigators run blockchain analytics as a default step on any COVID-era fraud file with an exchange touchpoint. Why this case matters for on-ramps, the 420K figure does not rewrite Bitcoin's threat model. Crypto rails have been used in fraud cases far larger, including the 2023 BitZlato takedown and ransomware affiliates traced by the Treasury's OFAC. What makes this sentencing worth watching is timing. U.S. regulators are debating whether crypto exchanges need to go beyond current Bank Secrecy Act obligations. Senator Elizabeth Warren pressed Elon Musk on X Money's crypto integrations this month, citing fraud and national security concerns as reasons for tighter oversight. Every case like this one gives KYC advocates another data point to wave at a committee hearing. Mainstream on-ramps, such as Coinbase, Kraken, and Binance, already run identity verification, sanction screening, and ongoing transaction monitoring. According to the plea documents, the laundering in this case relied partly on decentralized tools and peer-to-peer transfers once the funds were on-chain. That sequence, government funds flowing into a custodial exchange, then outbound to a wallet, then into a decentralized swap, is the exact pattern regulators cite when they argue that off-ramp controls alone are not enough. The recovery angle, one practical outcome. The court ordered restitution tied to the full 420K. Under federal asset forfeiture rules, investigators can seize the crypto tied to the scheme if they can trace the path from the SBA deposit through the laundering sequence. Recent PPP cases have seen the government recover Bitcoin years after the original fraud, working with exchanges and using on-chain analysis to match wallets to suspects. For small business owners watching the case, the takeaway is less about crypto and more about post-pandemic clawback. The SBA and Department of Justice are still working through the 2020 and 2021 loan books and will be doing so for years, and the file is not closed when the sentencing hearing ends.